This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
It is 12 minutes to 8 and you're on Joy Breakfast with Rach Dean and Delicious Dave.
And we are kicking goals this morning because Rach is joining us from the Joy Bunker. Delicious Dave is here in the studio with me. I'm panelling for the first time ever on my own and I just think we are like ready for some kind of grand final.
Yep, and I've come off the sideline to come onto the field to welcome one of the very lovely co-hosts from Sideline for our little sports segment.
Yes, Jax is joining us today. Hello, Jax. How are you?
Great to be here. Good to be on the pitch with you, Delicious Dave. Do we have Delectable Dean and Ravishing Rachel, or how's that all going? Ravishing Rachel?
I definitely look
having
that, for sure.
What was the enthusiasm there, right?
You absolutely sound like you're taking a bite out of the Ravishing Rach that exists. Now, Jax, it's Ida Hobbit, International Day Against Biphobia, Homophobia, Intersex Discrimination and Transphobia, even though I got the letters confused just then. And in our sporting space, there's been a lot of, you know, support about for our communities, especially with Pride Cups and everything. So what is everyone doing right now this week to celebrate inclusion in sport for our communities?
Oh, it's such a fabulous day. We're so excited our show is on this particular day because of the wonderful happenings in sport. Now, of course, it's not all positive. If you look at the Proud to Play socials, you'll see a few statistics there, a little bit concerning with regards to 70% of LGBTQ+ individuals not feeling that sport is safe and welcoming. 80% of Australians have experienced or witnessed homophobia on the sporting field. But there's lots of love out there. I just want to say to anybody out there who doesn't have a great relationship with sport, there are so many people all around Australia and all around the world working hard every single day to make sport welcoming, safe and inclusive, and they want you to participate and be involved. So if you are looking for something to do today, you can go to RMIT Sport. Lots of the universities are doing amazing things. I mean, Melbourne University's got a whole week.
Yeah.
They've got a whole week of activities. Right. Mm-hmm. That's right. Yep. RMIT Sport, they'll be celebrating their community today with a sports day. In fact, one of the Pride in Sport award finalists was RMIT Sport Inclusion Ambassador, Cycling Team Manager, and Union Sport Nationals Team Captain Alex Smith. So he actually was named Out Role Model of the Year finalist.
Can I just
as a trailblazer?
I'm so impressed with the way you just ran off that sentence. Regular listeners would know I get tripped over with the with Ida Hobbit. I get tripped over. I get tripped over saying Joy Breakfast. That was just exceptional. Like, claps to you. That was brilliant.
Well, I'm glad you get tripped over saying Ida Hobbit because in 2005 it was known as Idaho.
Yes.
So it was just International Day Against Homophobia. But the world has changed and moved on. And
yeah.
So now it's Ida Hobbit Day for homophobia, biphobia, intersex discrimination and transphobia because of all the great work that's happening. And tonight actually on the show, no, I'm going to stay on track. What's happening today? Q-League Training Day by the Queer Sporting Alliance. They've got a champion come out and play training session. Basketball. We've got a DJ, Mon Franco. They've also
sounds like a lot of fun
USA,
there.
Yes, the AM Kick Ass Adore, Marina Whittle. So Marina's a comms game athlete, plays for Adelaide Lighting. So that's really fun. So if you want to play a game that's actually designed around the players, it's not a game full of rules, that could be the game for you. So that's an all-gender inclusive basketball comp.
So, Jax, you mentioned that to effect change, we need some organisation and clubs to be involved. What are some of the national sporting organisations doing now to try and increase inclusion in sport?
Not sexy, but important. So it's policy, policy, policy. A day is a fantastic day for governance because, of course, without policies, you can't affect culture change. So Badminton Australia released their inclusion policy and resource guide today. They're all about, this is their slogan, anyone, anywhere, anytime, let's play. Yep, Squash Australia released their inclusion policy. They're so proud of being inclusive. Australian Dragon Boat Federation also have lots of video guides and resources online. And Water Polo Australia have a new inclusion framework. And you can literally go to most, well, I would say all sporting organisations right around Australia and you will see messages of support for the community to get involved with sport.
I absolutely love it. It's so good to see. Now, you've got a jam-packed show tonight on air, haven't you, with Sidelined?
Well, yes, we do. We have got such a wonderful show. So listen up. If you don't like sport, this is the show for you. We have got Antoon Issa, Chair Collingwood Pride, because, of course, they've rebranded, they've reinvigorated, they're good to go, and they're part of the AFL Pride Collective, all about having an AFL Pride round. So he's coming on the show tonight. We've got Johnny Paulette, Mr. Vic Bear 2023. He's holding an axe-throwing fundraiser event for mental health for Active Bears. So Tippy and Johnny will be going axe to axe to see who can win a competition. Lacrosse Victoria.
There you go.
Kristen Stone Hutchinson, sorry.
It sounds like you've got a very sharp show coming up tonight, and you've got a great lead in Enjoy Weekly as well, mind you. I may have to add that in as well.
One of the most important people we'll be speaking to tonight is Evelyn Boy-Menner, who is the Gender Technical Officer at the World Health Organization, Department of Gender, Human Rights and Equity, who'll be talking to us all about why the declassification occurred, how it occurred, and what that means moving forward, particularly for the trans community. Thanks for having me on the show and allowing me to share the wonderful positivity of sport on such an important day.
Oh, Jax, thank you for joining us. No red card for you from Joy Breakfast, not even slightly.
Woo-hoo!
Do tune in to Sideline tonight from 7 o'clock here on Joy 94.9. You know, and while you're there, why not tune in an hour earlier and listen to Delicious Dave on Jennifer Watch?
Yeah, do that.
With Joy Weekly, you are on Joy Breakfast with Rach from the Joy Bunker, Dean and Delicious Dave.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.